If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff and a couple of special guests live in studio. Our WGN Radio Italian Beef Tournament continues as we record this, less than 24 hours remaining to vote. We will announce the winner live on the air on WGN tomorrow, which will be Thursday, Mike. You'll be on with John to do that. But we wanted to talk to one of the sponsors of the tournament, Mario and Giancarlo Toronto, joining us. Guys, thanks for being part of the tournament. Thanks for coming into the studio. Have you had fun with the tournament? Have you been watching it closely, guys?
Yeah, we've been watching it, and it's pretty exciting.
It is pretty exciting. Giancarlo, have you been into it?
I have been. Yeah, this is great to be here. Thanks for having us, and we're proud to be part of it.
Well, we loved partnering with you guys. We'll get into the tournament a little bit more. Let's talk about Toronto Baking Company. Everybody in Chicago, around Chicago, knows the brand. We're using it on the weekends when we're cooking burgers or making sandwiches. Obviously, a lot of the Italian beef spots in Chicago, around Chicago, use your product. Talk about just the history of the company and how it has become such a massive brand in and around Chicago.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it's great for us to see how the brand has grown and evolved. It's 62 years old, 63 years old this year. And our grandfather started it in 1962, came from Italy, and he had three sons who he grew, raised while in the business. And they started making home deliveries and eventually got into grocery stores like Dominick's back in the day and Jewel today and all the major retailers around Chicago. And today we service over 10,000 restaurants, grocery stores, hotels, stadiums. We're sponsors of Wrigley Field and the Cubs, and these are great things, you know, and the business continues to grow where we're producing bread all over the country now.
And how many different products? I mean, we have the sandwich rolls for sausages, anything, brioche bun. I love the brioche bun. How many different products now for Toronto?
Oh, man. We've produced over 400 types of bread.
400, wow.
Yes, yeah. And at the grocery stores, there's easily 15 to 20 of them.
And Mario, I love your, we were talking about this before we started recording, you like to go out and try the products at different restaurants in around Chicago, and you guys posted on social media. I love the videos. I'm sure you have a blast doing them too.
I appreciate it. You know, we're having fun with it, getting out, seeing some of our customers, and showing people where we like to eat. And growing up in the bread business, we've always been all throughout the whole suburbs and all throughout, you know, the city of Chicago, and just know our way around and have good customers all over the place and just great food and showing people some of the hidden gems.
The places you're visiting, a lot of them are kind of the mom and pop type places, places that have been really kind of ingrained in their community. Are there places that have kind of surprised you when you go to visit them? Like, this is not something I've tried before. This is amazing, or something that like really kind of blew you away.
Yeah, there's several of them.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, when I typically would go to those restaurants and order for myself, I would try one thing.
Yeah.
When I go on one of these videos, I'm trying three, four, five different things. And there's always something from every one of the places that I go to that just blows me away that I probably wouldn't have ordered otherwise had we not done the video.
I highly recommend people go to their Instagram to see these and start kind of like trying everything they try, because it is so fun to follow.
And one of the reasons I'm sure you guys like doing it too, it highlights local businesses, which is one of the reasons we've done this. Mike does a great job with, we've done Italian beef, we've done pizza, we've done chicken wings before.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
But that's part of the fun for us. It does highlight local businesses. And we've heard directly from restaurant owners that, you know, we're not patting ourselves on the back here, but it is fun. I think you look through the bracket, you know a lot of the spots, but there are also a lot of different spots you might not know. And it's fun to help the local businesses. We did kind of a different style this year, the mom and pop. We know all the heavy hitters in town, and they're all great, but we wanted to give, I don't want to say smaller, but not some of the bigger chain spots a chance in this tournament. And I think it's worked out great so far.
Kevin, you're exactly right. The videos that Mario does, the Lunch with Mario, Lunch with Toronto videos, the beef bracket, it highlights all the local restaurants in Chicago. And our city is unique in the country in that there are so many local restaurateurs that do a great job. They kill it in their neighborhoods. And there are a lot of people who look and search out for those hole-in-the-wall, you know, special occasions,
yeah,
and places they want to try that are new. And we're fortunate to be able to help support those businesses.
One of the reasons we are wrapping the tournament this week is because the Bear kicks off season 4 tonight. So we kind of try to tie it together. Mike did, yep, a great job with that. You guys are in the family business. Did you watch the show? That's about, you know, family dysfunction at times. But have you guys gotten into the Bear, the TV show, at all?
Oh, we've watched it for sure.
Yeah.
We like to think ourselves as a very functional family business.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't saying you guys were dysfunctional, but the show, does show it that way. But a lot of the people we've talked to says it's been great for business. People that maybe aren't from here are like, oh, Italian beef. Next time I go to Chicago, I got to try this out.
It definitely helped get the Chicago style Italian beef out in the national marketplace. All of a sudden, everyone knows what it is now, where before it was hard to find or a little bit unknown. And now, coast to coast, you hear people talking about Italian beef from Chicago. And our French bread has gotten some notoriety for that. And that's really, we're proud of that.
Toronto French bread was one of the stars in the show.
Oh, yeah, we got
that's right.
They need to add that to the credits, though, seriously.
That'd be ideal.
Mario and Giancarlo in an episode. I would love it.
You know, another thing I like following with your guys' social media are the recipes that are kind of presented on there. And you seem to be doing something seasonally or something that's kind of topical all the time. What are some of those recipes that maybe going into 4th of July weekend people can try out or ought to try out with your products?
So our culinary team does a great job. Whether it's menu ideation with food service customers or sharing recipes for our local consumers or national consumers here and there. We always have a good theme. We always try to make them as clean and as easy to follow.
Yeah.
Chef Fez does a great job with them, and one-pan recipes seem to be one of the biggest attractors of our recipes because they're just easy cleanup and just serves a lot of people and obviously feature great Toronto bread.
What's a family party like for you guys? Just all kinds of incredible food at the Toronto family cookouts?
There is a lot of food always. A lot of old recipes being made. I know Mario's sister is a great cook, a great chef, and our family tries to relive and kind of revive these old recipes our grandmother Nana Sunta used to make. And in our kitchen, we're still trying to recreate some of them like she used to make. And but yeah, big family parties, lots of people, lots of little kids now.
On my commute coming in, one of my favorite things is when I know that 290 is not the route to take, I take Roosevelt all the way in coming out of Glen Ellen. And that takes me by the Toronto headquarters there. One, smells great. Two, I need to get into that bakery. Tell us our listeners a little bit more about the bakery that's there on site, because that looks like a great time.
Yeah, it's a traditional bakery that my grandmother Nana Sunta used to run, and my grandfather was in the back making all the bread. You could still get plenty of different breads there, breads mm-hmm. that are not typically in your grocery stores, and also some of the breads that are in the grocery stores. We do lobster tails, you know, the cream filled lobster tails,
nice.
One of our favorite chocolate cake donuts. We do birthday cakes and decorated cakes and just about anything you could ever imagine. Sfogliatelle and some of the traditional pastries, cannolis. And the girls do a great job. We have girls that have been there for 30 years, 40 years, one of them.
I want to take my godmother there so bad because my last name is Piff, but I am Italian, I promise. And she, listening to you is going to get her hungry. We're going to take her out there.
Now that the tournament's nearing its end and we're not going to sway a vote anyway, I know this might be tough for you guys, but do you have a handful of favorite Italian beef spots around Chicago that you'd like to name? I know you guys are in just about all of them. But was there maybe one you grew up with?
Yeah,
that
places
you
grew up with or families you guys knew?
Yeah, like I said, we were spoiled because we were brought everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, even, you know, hopping in the car with my uncles or my dad, going to a hockey game or going to our baseball games or whatever we were playing at the time, we always stopped by customers. So, you know, I knew Johnny's Beef before anybody in my neighborhood knew it.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, Garibaldi's and Rico Benny's and Bona Beef at Portillo's and, you know, Farrell's in Bridgeport, Tony's on Pulaski.
Yeah.
I mean, Flip's out west, Kashani's and off Joliet Road. I mean, there's just so many that we grew up with. And the hard thing about and these contests are great and they're fun, and I think all 64 of them are winners. The truth is, it's what any particular person grows up on. It's right. Like their mom's cooking or their grandmother's cooking is always going to be their favorite, is my theory.
And Italian Beef is the most Chicago food we have. You know, every town has their own pizza, their own style of even hot dog. Italian Beef is ours. And I know we were talking about how it has grown in popularity, but I think most people are just going to tell you their local neighborhood spot is the one that is their favorite, right? Because it's
typically.
You grew up, you know, your favorite hot dog spot or beef spot. But it is great, and it is fun to go out and try different spots, too.
Yeah, whether it's the beef or the sausage or the combo,
right?
I go to one for the other, one for one of those sandwiches and another place for the other.
Yes.
And they're all great, and they all do a great job. These are dedicated family businesses. They all work hard. It's not an easy business, and you got to give a lot of credit to those guys who've been doing it day in, day out for 50 years, some of them.
Kevin, what were the places you grew up with?
Well, Johnny's for me was one spot because Johnny's has a spot in Arlington Heights as well, which is probably Photos Hot Dogs is a spot. They had a spot in Mount Prospect and then in Palatine, which is that location still open. But Johnny's was always Jay's Beef too, Northwest Side. A lot, so many.
Yeah, so. You'll notice in our tournament, we did this last year too, there was like four different kinds of Luke's places, right?
Right. Yes.
I grew up with Torian Luke's, and we had Bella Luke's in town and everything, and yeah, maybe they didn't go that far, but that was like my gateway into Italian Beef, when I had family come in from out of town, we had to pick up from there too. So
gotta do it.
Gotta do it.
Mario Giancarlo, thank you so much for being a part of the tournament, partnering with us here at WGN, and thanks for coming in the studio. We appreciate the time.
Yeah, good luck to the contestants and to everyone in the finals, and thanks for having us, guys.
I think we're all winners. Let's put it that way, right? Yeah. And the friends we made along the way.
It's Giancarlo and Mario Tirano. Thank you once again for your support for the WGN Radio Italian Beef Tournament. We will announce the winner on WGN Thursday, tomorrow, the 26th. We'll be recording this on the 25th. So tune in to WGN. We will announce the winner. Go to WGNradio.com. You have until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Till 10 a.m. Polls close, and then you'll find out on the John Williams Show at 10:15 who our winner is. We're going to give them a call.
There we go. Live on the air. Thanks again, guys, for stopping by. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This is Chicago's Very Own Eats.